part of the thing to realize now as a young man, I feel like, is doing the right thing feels wrong a lot. And being a nice guy still ends up putting you in the bad place. So it's not always about being a nice person and letting people, or not letting people walk all over you, but try to give people your best, but to do the right thing. And sometimes that means you can't give everybody everything that they want. This verse is probably like most people know. It's going to be 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 4 through 7. Love is patient and kind. Right off the rip. Love is patient and kind. What does that mean, right? What does that mean to a guy, to a man? To me, it means, obviously, not being so impulsive on things, right? Seeing that maybe, like, your girl, if you want to be with her, don't look at her for the person that she can be. Look at her for the person that she is now. And how can you maybe develop? How can you maybe help that person? How can you help that person pursue their purpose? Not just simply be the man, you know? It comes with titles. It comes with rules to do these things in life. We can't just have empty standards, right? Or just low standards in life. When it comes to anything, love with relationships, friends, family, everything, you can't look at the person or the situation for what they can be, because you're setting standards to somebody that possibly couldn't live up to those. But you have to ask yourself, or realize that, are they actually supposed to live up to those standards? Or are you supposed to be a person that's patient, that's kind, that has compassion, that has responsibility, that can handle certain things in order to have those attributes? Love is just an umbrella term for many other smaller terms underneath it. Okay? It's not something that you just throw out or you just tell every single person that you see without realizing now, at a certain age, you gotta know that that comes with certain things, right? Excuse me, I'm losing my voice a little bit. But then, next part of that. Love is not jealous or boastful or proud or rude. What is that? Simple. You can't be jealous what the other person might have, right? Or what they're doing. If you feel jealous, you feel envious towards somebody, then don't include yourself into that person's life. Don't include your envy, your negative feelings, right, to hold them down, to hold them back, to make them feel bad about what they want to do in life. That's just, I never can understand how a man can tear down another man. A man can tear down a woman for things that that person probably can't even control, or something that they got given, they got blessed with, a gift that they might have. And we feel like it's okay to hate on them. That's something I can't get with. Because me as a person, if I feel envious or jealous, we all get those. We all get those feelings. But you gotta let that go. You gotta realize that what they might have and what they doing, God didn't want that to happen for you. Or that might not happen for you like that. And that's okay. Or it might not happen for you as soon as it happened for them. That's okay. Be okay with those things. Accept those things and move on. Don't be boastful. Don't be proud. Don't be rude. We all have gifts. We all have things that we can be thankful for. So appreciate that, right? That's self-explanatory. I'm going to move on. Next verse. It does not demand its own way. When you accept someone else's personality with you, or you accept doing life with somebody else, except for who they are, like I said before, don't look at the person for what they can be. Look for the person what they are now, and love them for who they are now, and accept them for who they are now. Don't go back on your word, on your vows, on your wedding day, right? For the young men out there, I want to get serious with a girl and move in with them and do all this stuff. Then marry that chick. I mean, hit my mic. But marry that chick, man. Take things seriously, man. Like, have commitment. And don't, and we'll, let's not be so quick to jump on the men, because the women do the same thing. We do that to each other as a generation. We compliment each other. We see things that are good. As soon as we see things that are bad, we try to leave. Or we try to substitute it for something else. Or we try to make that person be somebody else that they're not. Don't do that. That's not something that you're responsible for. You can't change anybody. God and the Holy Spirit can change people. That's it. Through experience and through other things. You can't change that person. Don't think you can. And if you feel like you have to, then that probably isn't your person, man. Just being straight up with you. It's probably not the person that you need to be with. Because that's not your job and that's not your responsibility. And don't put it on somebody else to live up to that. That's not cool. Alright? It is not irritable. And it keeps no record of being wronged. Every time somebody says or does something wrong to you, and you call them your friend or your family, and you get mad every time they say something, you catch an attitude every time someone asks you to do something. Don't feel obligated or entitled enough to think that you're too good to do something for somebody, or it feels like a chore, or you just can't accept the fact that they did this to you yesterday, they did this to you 5 minutes ago, and you said it's all good, but it's not. And you didn't, every time they do something wrong to you, you bring it up, or you don't tell them, you just hold it, and you keep that anger, you let it fester inside of you, turns into jealousy, turns into hatred, it turns into things opposite of love. See, that's the thing people don't understand. Love takes effort. Hatred is what you're born with. You're born with love too, right? But it takes less effort to show somebody that you probably don't like them. Right? It's easier to make fun of somebody rather than hold them up and support them. It's easier to hold somebody down rather than let them stand on your shoulders to help them get out of the hole. Right? It's hard to trust people nowadays. I get that. But holding record or holding ill feelings against somebody, that's something that happened to you way before, it's not growing love in your heart. It's growing hatred. Verse 6, it does not rejoice about injustice. I can stop that right now. This world that we live in is backwards. Because let me finish this verse. But it does not rejoice about justice. But rejoices whenever the truth wins out. That's what love is. Now, we live in a world where that's not always possible. People are always, it's funny when it's wrong. When something's wrong, people boast about it. But when it's right, and you speaking on something, and many people might not be standing with you, and you know it's right, stick to it. Because people are going to hate on you for it. That's what hatred is. Right? Hatred can kill people. Hatred has killed people. Many people. People that were innocent. People that were actually caring for somebody else. But what was living inside the other person, it was too strong. And they let their actions speak louder than their words. They let their actions take over their mind and their heart. Right? Last verse. Love never gives up. Love never gives up. Never loses faith. Is always hopeful. And endures through every circumstance. If y'all don't hear nothing else I just read, that last one, and endures through every circumstance. Endurance means anytime I ran a race, it's not always about the fastest person sometimes, right? When you get into it, it's not about the fastest person. It's about the person that can hold the top speed for the longest amount of time. So love has to endure through anything from a woman that you will not expect from yourself. And a woman should think the same thing. We're so stuck on this you phase, this you generation. It's not me, it's you. It's not me, it's you. I was born like this. I was doing this. No, you wasn't born like this. You was born into a circumstance or a situation or experience that made you be the person that you are today. So don't take it as this is who I am. This is how I was born. You don't know how you was born because you wasn't even conscious of that. You was a baby that was caring and didn't care about nothing in the world. You was happy because you had no stress. So take it upon yourself to realize that you're a leader. That you got to be somebody of worth one day. Not net worth, but self-worth. Worth that doesn't always cost money or give you money, but worth that's going to have you have a life of prosperity and peace. So many suicides happen, 70% of them are by men. Maybe more, maybe less. But most likely more. And why is that? It's a multitude of things. A lot of reasons. But people try to hold themselves up to a standard. And you think that your feelings and your thoughts are telling you the truth when it's not. You can't live angry, guys. You can't live with envy. You can't live without peace, love, and prosperity, man. And to be kind to one another. It's going to hurt you in the end if you don't live like that. And yeah, it feels like you get hurt whenever you're trying to be the nice guy. But like I said before in the beginning of the podcast, it's not about being a nice guy. It's about being the right guy. The guy that does the right thing. And sometimes doing the right thing isn't always feeling right. It feels wrong. But don't be fooled by that. Be encouraged. And know that, like, at the end of the day, I don't know any more than anybody else. Being a know-it-all, something I'm not trying to be. Being a know-it-all is something that neglects what life truly is. And that's actually not knowing anything. Waking up every day just to be happy to be alive. And to take that. Take it by force. And to realize you only do this life once. Don't spend it doing something, dying on the inside when the whole time you could have been living. I know it's been a while since I dropped the podcast, but I love y'all, man. I appreciate y'all. We live in life. Keep doing what you're doing. Just get better every day. Take this as a word of encouragement. And to my young man, be brave, have courage, continue to fight. But fight for a good cause, not the wrong cause. Do what you have to do to get what you want in life. Because it's right there at the edge of the tunnel. It's right there. Just open your eyes, open your mind, open your heart, open your spirit, and let it flow, man. That's all I gotta say. Apologize for my voice. But you know what? It's all good. But I'm gonna catch y'all on the next one.